Exclusive, Lara Trump, Republicans really cutting into Democrat voter registration. By Hannah Knudsen on April 16, 2024. Republicans are really cutting into the Democrats' voter registration numbers in key swing states. Republican National Committee, RNC, co-chair Lara Trump said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. We're really cutting into their voter registration in a big way in, as you point out, Florida, Pennsylvania, Arizona, North Carolina, Nevada, she began. For greater perspective, Democrats led Republicans in Florida in 2020. And now, Republicans are approaching a 900,000 voter registration advantage over Democrats in the Sunshine State. These are really important states, and I think that you have incredible people out there like Scott Pressler, who, on his own accord, has gone out and started doing these things. But we are actively engaging with people all across this country, and we are making sure, from the RNC perspective, that we are in these important states, that we are registering voters, she said, explaining that Republicans are playing the game fully. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Lara Trump, April 16, 2024. We are, additionally, everywhere we can legally do it. Ballot harvesting and talking to people about things like early voting and mail-in voting. However you can vote and as early as you can vote, we want you to go do that. It's about being engaged in the community. It's about working alongside the grassroots of this country. And we have some incredible grassroots organizations out there. She said, explaining that the RNC is partnering up with them to ensure they leave no stone unturned because this is a must-win election. So we have to pull out all the stops. And I think what you're going to see is in these important swing states in the 19 key counties across this country. We have made strides, and we are working hard and very diligently every day to ensure that on November 5th, there is no question Donald Trump will be re-elected as President of the United States. We expand our lead in the House, and we take back the Senate. She said, also combating mainstream media reports of a rift between Scott Pressler and the RNC. They're trying to stir the pot. Let me be really clear. We are partnering every legal way we can with Scott Pressler's organization from the RNC, she said, detailing a conversation she had with Pressler. I said, what do you want to do? Would you want to come on board? And Scott is such an incredible human. He said, I will do whatever we need to win. But I've spent the past few years developing my own organization, and I have such a great reach across this country. I would hate to close up shop and totally abandon that. I said, great. Let's work alongside one another, Trump said, adding that this just shows you how dishonest the media truly is. They don't really care about anything except spreading lies. And they're the ones who always talk about disinformation, misinformation. They are the key purveyors of dis and misinformation within the mainstream media. It's really sick, she said, emphasizing that the RNC is very excited to work alongside with Scott and his organization. Further, she assured that the RNC is ready to ensure election integrity, discussing how Democrats are trying to make it easier to cheat in places such as Pennsylvania, citing the lawsuit the RNC just won, setting the precedent that you do have to have signature verification and dates on these mail-in ballots. We're working actively, and we're looking at every avenue in which the Democrats have had any sort of advantage. And I say that kind of just because the advantage that Democrats have had has really come by way of doing things that are really nefarious and are not totally on the up and up in Pennsylvania, she said, noting they are working with a great team of lawyers who are reviewing things. We are looking out for you to cheat, and if we catch you cheating, we will prosecute you to the full extent of the law. Don't do it. It is not worth it. It's not worth risking your freedom and helping the Democrats cheat in any way, shape, or form, she said, adding that the RNC is going to have the first of its kind election integrity team as well. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.